Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of Shash as well. Have you been? I've missed you guys. It's been like, what, 2 weeks? Yeah, it's. I decided to just spend time with my family for Thanksgiving, have fun, and also allow you guys enjoy with your family too. You know, I won't want to encroach in your time, and I mean, I want undivided attention. Don't mind me. Okay, so thank you guys for always taking our time to listen to my podcast. You guys are amazing. I really do appreciate your time. That, you know, the time you could have spent doing something else, but you invite me into your life and you know, into your world, and you take our time to listen to whatever I gotta say. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys for sharing, and please continue to share with your friends, your contacts, anywhere on the social medias. You guys can always share. And also thank you guys also to some people who probably, you know, they also have to use some money to listen to it, because so maybe they gotta have stay connected on the internet. I really still appreciate you guys. I do not take whatever sacrifices you guys make to listen to my podcast for granted. God bless you guys. I love you guys. Mwah. So today, I want to discuss some. This thing has been kind of heavy in my heart. It's kind of very sensitive, and I've been weighing, should I talk about it? Should I not talk about it? But I think it's gonna bless someone, and then you guys can also bless someone with it. Okay, so this is it. How do you deal with, or how do you encourage a friend who is going through a tough time? So it's not like I'm trying to encroach on people's privacies, but I've been where they are now, or whatever I'm going to talk about now. It's kind of like 60% about me, okay? But I just want to share with you guys how I was able to cope with those trying times for me, okay? So now, it's really sad when you wake up one morning, or maybe not even wake up, or maybe during the course of the day, you just you got a call. Oh man! Oh, you got a text message from someone saying someone you used to know is no more. I mean, how do you deal with it? Or you get a bad result from the hospital that says maybe a family friend has cancer, or you know someone who's dealing with cancer, or who survived cancer. I mean, you know, or you know someone who's going through some trying times financially, or they're just going from one tribulation to another. I mean, how do you balance it? How are you able to get into connect with them, and you know, try to feel what they feel and console them? I tell you, it's really tough. I've been in a situation where I had to break the death of a child to a mother. I tell you, that was the worst. I thought I had seen it all. That day was the worst taste I've ever had in my mouth. When those words were coming out of my mouth, it was something else. And to make matters worse, that day was my birthday. You know, I went to the hospital that day, and I was so glad. You know, it's your birthday. I could have been at home doing something, but I went to work that day, and we delivered this baby. And long story short, the baby died before the end of the day, and I had I had to discuss, tell the mother. It was bad. So I want to share with you guys how to deal with, you know, how to relate with people who are going through a tough time. So if you are going through a tough time, how do you handle it? I mean, I don't want you to feel like you're all alone. Those times can be very, very trying. I'm telling you, you'll be like, you feel like maybe this is the worst thing that could have, you know, that could happen to me. Oh, this is the worst thing that has ever happened to anyone, you know. Now, first of all, you need to understand, try to understand, you know, try to put yourself in your shoes. Okay, let's say for example now, just this 2 weeks, just within this 2 weeks, in fact this November and now, I have a friend who lost his dad. And I tell you, it was, I don't know how to put it. When he told me that, it felt like it happened to me. You know, first of all, I try to put myself in their shoes. I mean, you could say, God forbid, I'm not going to have cancer, or I'm not going to have anyone who has cancer, or I'm not going to have anyone who died or who is sick or who's going through a terminal. No, of course, nobody wishes that for anyone. I don't wish that for anyone. I don't even wish it upon my enemies, and not that I have enemies, okay? So that day, you first of all, you want to try to understand where they're coming from, you know. Give them time to grieve. Don't be in a haste to just say all you want to say and, you know, get out. Encourage them. Do they want to cry? Let them cry. Do they want some tough love? Give them the tough love. Okay, now if you do not understand how they're feeling, I tell you, you will not be able to reach out to them. You won't. I mean, how are you going to reach out to me if you've never tasted what it feels like not to eat 3 times in a day? How are you going to relate with me if you don't try to understand? Now, for that one, you might say you gotta experience it before, but I pray none of us experience that anything bad before we can encourage someone else, okay? So, and also, take our time to pray for your friends. Pray for people around you. Mention them by names. If you feel maybe they need something, I mean, you might know of this, their heart desires, pray for them. Mention those things, and then you could even ask them, say, hey, what do you do? You know, just, you know, you guys are just gisting, you know, instead of gossiping about what this person wore, what does this, ask questions, ask your friends questions. Because I tell you, life is very, 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 very slim. It can be off your hands in a second. You know, another scene that really, really taught me, that left another bitter taste in my heart, was when we had this patient who, I didn't start to manage her. I was just, you know, I just happened to know about her condition, and later on I found out she had a terminal disease, and she was, what people say, she was going through the palliative medicine. They're just, you know, palliating her. And I was praying, Lord, I mean, it's really tough when you know these things medically, you know the signs, you know the symptoms, you know everything. And then also you have to put in the word of God. You gotta have faith for this patient or for people who are sick or who are going through something around you. You know how it is? It's just like a woman who is a doctor, and then she's told she's not able to have kids. Boy, I tell you, she would be so devastated. Because why? She knows, in fact, before they tell her she's not able to have kids, she's already seen the signs. She's already seen the symptoms. But now she's holding on to faith and hope. Okay, so now that's how it is. Like that day, this lady went, the lady who had a terminal, she went into respiratory distress, and we were fighting for our lives. And I tell you, in that moment, before, I think it was kind of the same time. I can't remember which one happened first, but our phone was ringing. We were battling for our lives, and unfortunately we lost her. And the person who was calling her was her younger sister. So imagine if that lady had extra 5 minutes, or in fact a minute, with that woman before she died. Do you know if she knew that person was going to be gone in the next 5 minutes, what would she have done better? So that's how I want you to treat everyone we see around. Because I'm not trying to make this episode a sad episode, but it's something that has been on my heart. I do not know why it's been placed on my heart talking about it. In fact, this was gonna be like my first episode, but I kept pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. But now I'm like, you know what, I would make it, talk about it this week. And please, let's try to pray for people around us. Don't just be that one friend who criticizes that other person. Try to take our time. I know we're all busy. Genuinely ask people, your friends, your colleagues. I mean, you don't have to be friends with your colleagues to genuinely care about them. Okay, so genuinely, because we live in a world where, sorry to say, people are so fast to celebrate people when they're dead. I mean, someone dies today. I tell you, there are a lot of people, a lot of musicians, some people that when they die, that's when I get to know about them. You know why? Because they are the most talked about on social media. I'm not causing any disrespect to the dead, but I'm trying to address us with people that are alive, strong. No matter what you're going through, life is precious. It is very precious. That life you have was given to you by God for a reason. And that reason is to touch someone's life, to bless people's life, not to damage them. You know, there's this thing I always have in mind. I never leave a place the same way I met it. That's how I am. I mean, I don't leave friends, okay? But I'm saying, like, say for example, I'm leaving an organization, or I'm leaving a meeting or a group of people, or maybe I'm relocating. The people I'm leaving behind, I like to always have that connection, and I always want to have something that when I leave, they're always going to remember me for. Okay, so that's it. So first of all, you gotta understand people, understand what you're going through, and then be able to
understand, you know, try to be able to console them, because this life is really too sweet, okay, for you not to enjoy it. And what's the best way to enjoy it? It's to enjoy it with people with you love. I know we're gonna have all this trials, all this, there's always something that is gonna come up. But please and please do not forget to celebrate, to love the people who are alive, who are your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, even if it's your mechanic, or even if it's your bank account manager, or anybody. Learn to appreciate people. Okay, I see someone today, I'm like, oh, I love your hair. Oh, I love your dress. Oh, I love your smile. Your smile is so sweet. You know, do you know how many people's life you will touch with that smile of yours? There are people who look up to you every day coming to work. Not like they're going to work because of you, but you're looking forward to coming to work because, oh, Miss A is going to be around today, or Miss U is going to be around today. I mean, or Mr. X, you know, is going to be around today. You know, that's how it should be. You should make people love you and appreciate and say, yeah, it was because of this person. This person inspired me to do this. Just the way you all inspire me to continue with this podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. So I want to also say, above all, like I said, we should pray for our loved ones, pray for our friends. Mention them in your prayers. Mention their names. In fact, verbally ask them with style. You can even just be gisting. Be observant. When people tell you some things, they probably, in this sense, they're telling you what you're going through. That is how you now table before God. It's going to be very sad if you have to celebrate, you're celebrating, and you don't have anyone to celebrate, or people are not in the mood to celebrate because they have something going on with them. How is that going to feel? Trust me, it's not a good feeling. Okay? Thank you guys so much for listening today. I love you guys. Do have a wonderful week.